Brothers and sisters in Christ, it is good to be with you as we celebrate this first Sunday of Lent. As was mentioned in the announcements, my name is Father John Baumgartner. I'm a priest of the Archdiocese of Milwaukee, and I currently serve as the vice rector of our seminary, St. Francis de Sales. It's been, I think, maybe about a year and a half since I've helped out here. Last time was when my younger brother, Father Nicholas Baumgartner, was still here as the pastor. So it's a joy for me to be able to be back and to pray with you as we begin this very holy season of Lent. As was mentioned, Father Tim was a little sick this weekend. My voice is a little bit shaky. I'm not under the weather, I don't think, but last weekend we had our national seminary basketball tournament. So we had 18 seminaries from around the country, all the way from Boston, from Louisiana, from Boynton Beach, Florida. So they all came from around the country. Weekend filled with fraternity and prayer and basketball. And as a side note, your St. Francis de Sales Shoreman took hold the gold this year. So it's our sixth year of hosting that tournament, and we always look forward to doing it, but it's especially fun when you also win at the end of the weekend. So I'm still recovering my voice a little bit from that time. I think the word that I was drawn to offer for today's homily was actually might be a word that you might not expect for your first Sunday of Lent, and that's the word of encouragement. I was really drawn to offer this evening a word of encouragement as we begin our holy season of Lent. You're probably thinking to yourself, Father, come on, it's Lent. Where is the fire and brimstone? Where is the prayer, the fasting, and the almsgiving? We have to kind of get down to the brass tacks of holiness, really putting our best foot forward to draw closer to the Lord. And maybe I'll get to some of that, at least the prayer and the fasting and almsgiving. Rather, I want to begin with the word simply of encouragement. The opening line of our gospel, I think, is one that's a little bit hard to pray with if you actually sit with it, because we hear from chapter 4, verse 1 of the Gospel of Matthew, this gospel that we have for our reflection this weekend, that Jesus was led by the Spirit into the desert to be tempted by the devil. It's kind of something to sit with and pause for a moment, right? It's very strange, if you will, that our Lord, that God permitted, that Jesus Christ himself would be drawn out into the desert to be tempted, not by accident, not by just simply, the evil one coming after him, but actually the Lord permitted that. He permitted a certain time of temptation and testing, which is, again, something that gives us a little bit of pause if we actually sit with that. Brothers and sisters, as we begin this holy season of Lent, perhaps we've only began the season for a couple times. Maybe for many of us, we've undergone the season of Lent. And sometimes as we begin, especially because as we go in the spiritual life, our Lord tends to quiet down. His voice maybe doesn't always become more clear. His graces aren't always as evident or big that he offers us the more we go in the spiritual life. And so sometimes as we go, it's important to be encouraged, because we can begin the season of Lent and say, Lord, I already maybe broke my Lenten resolution. Or, okay, Lord, it's this dry season of my life. What exactly are you going to do something new? It doesn't really feel like you're very very close or active in my life. I recently had a family member who experienced retirement for the first time. And it was this experience for him of really since the time he was a teenager, he was working and busy, right, especially for men. We like to work, we like to be busy, we like to be out there for all of us, but I think for men in a very particular way. And then he got married and had a family and started having children and grandchildren and then retired, and then all of a sudden things kind of come to a halt. And so maybe for the first time in a long time, say 40 or 50 years, you really get to experience this little thing called quiet, which maybe that might be the first time in a long time where you've experienced that in your life. And so sometimes in that place, different things from the past, different things from the present, or all these different moments of your life, moments of grace, but also of sin, can kind of like all of a sudden be raised up by the Lord, and you're trying to sift through that and figure out where the Lord's voice is. And so, brothers and sisters, I say all that because at times for all of us, wherever we find ourselves in life, whether we're retired, maybe we're just starting in our vocations, maybe we're a child or a young person, but I think for all of us, we can go through these different seasons where it feels like we too are led out into the desert, and we can kind of start to question, Lord, where are you? What are you doing during this season? Doesn't seem like you're very active in my life. And I'm trying to understand where the voice of truth is in the midst of all of that. And so, Lord, why did you permit that? Why did it seem that you yourself allowed your son to be tempted and to be drawn out into the desert? As I mentioned, my work of seminary is to accompany young men on the path to Catholic priesthood, which is a great joy and privilege. And as these men prepare to make the promises, especially of celibacy, of obedience, and a simplicity of life, it's a very radical way of going through this short time that we call life here on this earth. And so the men take it very seriously, and they do their best to prepare, much like all of us approach the season of Lent by way of our prayer, our fasting, and our almsgiving, that we want to do our best for God. Again, we really want to kind of get down to it, really want to kind of grow and work on holiness. But recently, I've been encouraging my men to approach their own preparation through a slightly different lens, that yes, we have to be prepared, we have to do our best, but actually, their time in seminary, and I think for all of us, the time of our Christian life, is we're trying to receive a gift from God. For them, it's for the Catholic priesthood, but for all of you, dear brothers and sisters, that you've received a profound gift of God and his grace, and it's something that's very otherworldly, that we've received something supernatural by your baptism. Maybe you're a young person and you've recently been confirmed. For those of you called to the married vocation, on the day of your wedding, you received a grace from God in that sacrament, something very powerful. And so there's this gift of grace of God that comes to all of us in our life, which is supernatural, which is otherworldly, and it has an effect on our hearts and our souls. And so as we go through our life, at times we feel, right, this kind of prompting of our heart that, Lord, I need to come closer to you, or Lord, I've sinned, or I'm aware of these moments where I give in to temptation. That, brothers and sisters, maybe my encouragement is to really, again, see what the Lord is doing, maybe not as something as much to be prepared for, but to rather give the Lord permission to continue to work on our hearts, which is not easy, especially if during these times in our life where it seems like he's not really at work, or it's been dry, or it's hard to understand what exactly that he's doing. And so if we just simply are doing our best to show up and let him work on our hearts and to draw closer to him the best we can by way of our prayer and our fasting and our almsgiving to your friends in Christ, that's much. So here this Lent, as we begin anew this holy season, just would offer a simple word of encouragement. Simple word of encouragement. That as you continue through life, whether you're an old or young, whether you're married or single or a young person, wherever you find yourself, to continue to allow the Lord to work on your hearts, to operate on your souls, to let him have his way. Then indeed, as we go through whatever trial or temptation or suffering, the reason that the Lord permits that, and if we're experiencing that right now, it's actually a sign he's about to do something really beautiful. He's really preparing our hearts for something good. And we're called just to simply remain, to do our best, to give our hearts to him once again. Pray that we might be encouraged here this Sunday and here as we continue our Lenten journey.